Now let's take a look at the evidence rubric with a if a student did not do very well, and I've chosen some extreme examples because they're sometimes easier to see. So in this case, imagine that the student had a question. I'm going to use an example from U.S. History 1, U.S. History 1301, and the question that the student received was on Africans who were brought to the colonies. And what the student wrote about were English servants who were servants, indentured servants, who came from England. A very different question. So the person really read the wrong stuff. And suppose the person compounded the problem by just grabbing some words exactly from the source and copied them, and maybe swapped some other words in the author's sentences, kept the sentences pretty much the same, but used some bad and incorrect synonyms. So it's what Bedford Handbook calls half-copy plagiarism. And if you question that that's plagiarism, I'll be glad to show you the pages from the Bedford Handbook that talk about and use that term. What I can tell you across all the universe is that no boss will ever pay you money for grabbing some words without understanding exactly from the source, moving them around a little bit, and want to charge him for several hours of your work. Forget it. That won't happen. You did follow this person, not you, you won't do this, but the student did follow the instruction on the maximum length, and that was the only instruction that the student followed correctly. But the grammar was good, punctuation was good, there was only one grammatical error. So let's see what that does to the student's grade. Well, what I've done is I've used this yellow to indicate a warning sign, and I put that yellow under the F paper criteria because the person did not use the correct source for the correct question. So it was not reading well. And I could have given a zero, but you know, there was at least the right time period, so I gave 25% out of that 60, and that's not much. It's 1.5 is all you get for being that lost. But since you turned around, the student, keep going as though it's you, and I'm sure you wouldn't do this, so please bear with me with that error. The student wrote passively, did plagiarism of this half-copy plagiarism I've been talking about, and they may have used inaccurately quotation marks. And there are two ways that that can be a problem. And if you did that, I may bold that so you can see that specifically. I'll try to remember to do that. But that's a D paper, and a D paper, the lowest D I'd give is 59.5 on a 100-point scale. So that out of the value for writing with evidence gives you very few points. Following instructions, you did go under the maximum word count, so that counts a bit, but that's only 5% of your grade, so it's not a lot of points. And then we look at the one place that the person succeeded, and that's only one mechanical error, and that's in green, a positive color for most of us. But what you got is, it doesn't save you when it's so tiny. The real goal of this course is to help you learn history. So, reading well, reading evidence, writing with evidence, that's what makes the points. So, notice how the rubric works. And on that, we're going to now talk about how to deal with your particular rubric, what your feedback was, and what you do next.